Thank you, Phil. I appreciate the introduction just now and your kind words at the time of our lunch earlier today. I want to say of Phil Austin, he has been a great leader for this university during both periods of his tenure as president. I have come to know him and respect him, look to him for guidance on issues around higher education, and to fully appreciate him, as I hope all of you do as well. Sir Peter Crane, congratulations on your life's success. Your work is legendary. Your accomplishments are admired by all who are fully aware of your work. Your leadership at Yale is greatly appreciated, as it has been at each of the institutions where you have spent a portion of your career. We in Connecticut are deeply honored to have you here in Connecticut, and I am particularly proud to be the governor of a state whose flagship university has so honored you today. Congratulations. To Larry McHugh, who has led the Board of Trustees and who I have asked again to continue in that process, I want, through you, Larry, to congratulate you on your personal success in leading the board through the selection of a new president and your great leadership of the board on all issues that confront any board of a university, certainly one as diverse as the University of Connecticut. I thank you, and I thank all the members of the trustees who are here with us today and those who could not attend but have done such great work. Thank you very much for your leadership. To the ladies and gentlemen of the faculty, the collected faculty of the programs represented here today, I want to single you out for the great work which you have done. In so many cases in fields of expertise, you have demonstrated that the University of Connecticut is a national and international leader. Your great education has contributed to the great education of the graduates here today. 1,400 from the master's program, 300 from the doctorate program. Their success in the future is your success, and I hope that you feel as rewarded as humanly possible today, because before you is demonstrated your good work. Congratulations. To the parents and grandparents, spouses, brothers and sisters of today's graduates, thank you for all that you have done to ensure their success. Your support of them over the years has allowed them to first receive an undergraduate degree and to have the foresight to enter into these master's and doctorate programs. I know I speak for each of them in thanking you for your support of them. And I am certainly happy that those of you who encouraged them to go to UConn did so. Thank you very much, and congratulations to you on your success. To the men and women whose success we celebrate this day, may I first say, as the governor of the state of Connecticut, I am particularly happy that you chose the University of Connecticut to further your education. And knowing in many cases of your placements in employment or your continued employment while you pursued your degrees, I am especially happy that you have chosen to stay, to work, to live in the state of Connecticut. We live in interesting times, as the events unfolded just this past week once again demonstrate. We are a nation which is thoroughly challenged internationally and even our own national cohesion. We have, in many cases, fallen behind other nations. We have lost perhaps that kick in our step. But when I attend a graduation such as this, and when I become fully aware of the accomplishments already had, and the promise which you possess for the future, I am confident that we will together rebuild our state and our nation. You represent what is best about Connecticut and about our nation, a willingness to pursue at great sacrifice an education which will allow us to compete and an international basis, and to win that competition. No war of general type or of terrorism, no economic downturn, no crisis of confidence has defeated you, or will you allow it to defeat your nation? Your promise is our promise. And in many cases, so because so many of you are substantially younger than I am, I want to say this quite clearly. I am envious of the lives that you will live. You will be contributors to our nation's strength. You now represent our best hope. And I have to say, as the governor of a state which in many cases has lost that step, that kick, even a little bit more than others, I look to you for your great knowledge and expertise, for your earnestness, and for your willingness to sacrifice to make our community better and stronger. These are not words. These are emotions which I express this day. We need you to be successful if we as a society are to do or to reach our great promise. You know, in many ways, you've lived, as I said, in interesting times. In the last 10 years, we've seen those horrific attacks of 9/11 play out, and several downturns in the economy, and the most serious downturn in the economy since the Great Depression. As a 55-year-old and the youngest of 8 children, I remember my parents sitting around a table and talking about the struggles of the Great Depression. There is a certain reality about where we are right now that in many ways, in many of America's and Connecticut's families, that same experience of the Great Depression is being experienced today. And yet, with your graduation, with the economy beginning to make a turn, we have within our grasp a new economy, an economy which will be led by so many of you. Over one half of the degrees being granted today are in the STEM field. We need your sciences, your math. We need you to modernize and make our corporations better and stronger and more competitive. We need your leadership, and I'm trusting that you will give it to us. I also want to say that we who have been successful in our lives, you who have the promise of success, please do not forget your obligations to participate in community, in the common good, in the desire that a rising tide should raise all boats. Find a way to practice your personal success, and I hope your personal wealth, in such a way that your communities can celebrate and benefit. Let us not become an increasingly selfish society, one which would turn a blind eye to the suffering of our fellow citizens. Let us not forget the hard work of generations that played out before us and their desire to see this nation a more perfect democracy. Find ways in your professional and personal lives to make sure that your state, your community, your nation succeeds. And as we recover as a nation, let us not forget our obligations to the entire world. We in America have been blessed with great plenty. And it is true that in much of our history, we have voluntarily contributed greatly to the world economy, to helping nations overcome their difficulties, to educating additional generations in other countries who need our help. Let us not turn a blind eye to Africa or South America or emerging economies, because if we do, we may in the long run pay a terrible price. Let us unify ourselves and our nation, and let us play a role in unifying our world. It is in our best interest to continue to be the world's great leader and to speak in terms of democracy and freedom and personal choice. Remember, as you enjoy the success which you are now promised, that we must keep our fellow human beings' desires and needs in our mind, in the forefront of our mind. Knowing that you've graduated from the University of Connecticut or are about to, I know that you've heard these lessons taught. Many of you have engaged in, as undergraduates or graduates, in ethics courses. You've discussed the great issues as undergraduates or graduate students that confront our nation, as well as your field of specialty. Take those lessons learned and hold them as dear as your newfound expertise in your field of study. Together, we will lift this state. Together, we will lift this nation. Together, we will continue to lead the world. I wish to congratulate you on all of your success, and I pray that your success will be ours. May God bless you all.